So I'm here today with Richard McElroy, the new CEO of DPACE, and I'm just wondering, well, when did you start, Richard, and how's it going so far?
Oh, great. I started June 1st, so I'm very early on in my tenure here, and I have to say, let me preface it by saying I'm just so impressed with the company and what you've done with DPACE. It's great. So far, it's been an amazing experience from the level of the people that we have, the culture of the company, and just as importantly, the business that we're doing and the ability to execute on some of the things that we want to do has been just a phenomenal experience. So I couldn't be more happy.
Oh, that's really cool. Thank you. And then I'm just wondering a little bit about your background. Sure. And so what was your path to get here? And it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is. Actually, yeah. It's a long story, so I won't take up the entire interview with this. Yeah. But long story short, I actually come from the enterprise software background.
Okay.
So I was actually a co-founder in a small company called Symetrics, which was delivered business intelligence solutions, so reporting, analytics, data amalgamation, and so on.
Right.
I was one of the original founders. We built the company up and eventually sold it to a larger company called Calabrio.
Okay.
And I went over to Calabrio, and this is the last only few years.
Right.
I obviously did a few things before that.
Okay.
But spent numerous roles at Calabrio, including vice president of innovation, eventually becoming the senior vice president of product management. And Calabrio was actually a workforce management system company, which dealt with contact center and call center management systems, very sophisticated, very big.
Okay.
But the path to DPACE was really quite funny because I left Calabrio in 2023.
Yep.
And decided to take some time off and was almost going to retire, but I decided I got bored. Started kind of interacting and networking with some headhunters, and I just happened to come across the recruiting firm that DPACE had hired, and I just by chance sent out one single email, and within an hour I got a response back.
Yeah.
And they were telling me about this cool little company out in Nelson, and it was originally positioned as a tech company.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm really interested, let's talk. And then I found out it was particle acceleration.
Yeah.
And there was an awkward 30-second pause because I thought they might have got my name confused with someone else. But then explained that, you know, DPACE was looking for kind of a CEO leadership with some different experiences on the business level, not necessarily at the science level, because there's the incredible amount of mind intelligence in our company, science. I'm not going to add to that.
Right.
But that's how I came to be, and it was just a perfect fit. It was DPACE had followed a very similar path to my experience at Symetrics, just in different industries, but very identical. So there was some familiarity, but there was also this element of newness of this whole other particle acceleration thing. And the one thing I'll say, the biggest attraction for me was that in my career, the software that we built it helped contact center agents, but it wasn't helping the world. What really attracted me to DPACE was the fact that the things that we're building and doing have such an incredible impact on the world, whether it's cleaner energy, food, medical and cancer research, the things that really make a difference in this world really kind of resonated with me. So it just kind of all worked together, and we hit it off, and here I am.
Okay, cool. That is a neat, I like that story. And I have to say, it has been really neat to talk to you as kind of a fellow entrepreneur and whatnot. It's been really fun and interesting for me since you've come on.
I echo that, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Totally feel the same way. Mutual.
Thank you. So today it's August 21st, and we're at a ribbon cutting event here at Nusano in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I was just wondering if you could tell me what that experience was like for you, given that you're new to the industry. Just just some of your impressions.
Absolutely. And I'll preface this one by saying, you know, obviously I'm drinking out of a fire hose right now in terms of the technology jargon, like software has its own acronyms.
Yeah.
This is a whole other world, and understanding all that. And although I was putting pieces together slowly, the ability to come down and actually tour a facility that of what Nusano's doing in terms of radioisotopes, and actually seeing the physical elements of how the beamline happens and where things are going into targets, is it just put on light bulbs for me. So it really allowed my intermingled ideas of what was happening to solidify by seeing how this works.
Yes.
And it was, in an hour, I felt like I've gained more understanding in that 1 hour than in the last couple of weeks, just by being able to have that put together what I've learned in the last few weeks.
Yeah, and you kind of see it. I remember when I first worked at Triumph, and everything seems abstract. Sure, people could give me these names or whatever, but then when I actually could see it, oh, that's what that is, you know, type of thing.
It's amazing the tactile sensory, how it impacts how we think things in our brain and put things together. It really is a powerful thing, and it's done. It was a great experience. Just loved it.
Yeah.
Just loved it.
And thank you. And I'm pretty impressed by, they're not only doing wonderful things in the healthcare sector here, but they're actually enabling, I thought they were going to quadruple the world supply of alpha-produced radioisotopes, but they say it's even much more than that.
100 times,
And so they're basically enabling that whole aspect. It was a chicken or the egg problem, and they've sort of gone forward with that, and I'm really kind of impressed with them.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'll have to, on that note, what I was really impressed with and what I learned something I can bring back to D-PACE is that, you know, they have a pretty big vision just around radioisotopes, but what I didn't realize was their vision around the other things they talked about, stable isotopes and raw earth materials, separation of elements that are obviously have huge impact as well.
Yeah.
So obviously when they ideated on what their potential future could be, they did not limit themselves.
Yes.
And I think that's a really good lesson for us as
entrepreneurs. Okay.
Maybe you can't execute on all of them, but the fact that you have to think big, start small, go fast. And I think that's exactly what they're doing. And I have a ton of respect for them.
Yeah. And a couple of those were new to me too. There's the one on the, I think they pronounce it HALEU.
Yep.
And then, and the separations there for, for, you know, clean energy through small nuclear reactors.
Yep.
And then also, again, there's rare earth rare earth isotopes, or actually elements, not isotopes,
right.
That they can separate using some of their same technology.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And it's like, that's really important right now, because we know that there's some constriction in the world supply in that area, and I had no idea.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
And it makes us think at D-PACE, right? Of what are other things that we could be thinking about that we may not even think about? And so, it's just a good lesson to think big and don't constrict ourselves, but just, you know, obviously make decisions in the right way, but we should definitely be thinking big when it comes to the things that we're doing.
Okay, cool. And then I'd like to go a little bit back in your background. So where did you do your university training, and where did you even like go to high school? Where did you grow up, for example?
Yeah, oh, cool. Yeah, I was born in Montreal, but only spent, I don't remember it. And then I moved to Winnipeg, and I don't remember that. And I think around 3 years old, I moved to the Toronto area, Ontario, and grew up there.
Yeah.
Went to high school there, met my high school darling, who's now my wife.
Oh, wonderful.
We went to, our very first date was grade 13.
Wow,
by the way, which was not because I was dumb, because at the time, Ontario went to grade 13, not grade 12.
Yeah, yeah.
I always make sure everybody knows that.
Yeah.
And then I went to Wilfrid Laurier University. I got my Bachelor of Business Administration honors.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to go for my MBA, but what I learned in university was that I wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Mm.
And I felt like the biggest education I could get was actually just going working for small companies.
Okay.
And that's what I did. So I actually searched out. I had worked for some larger companies through co-op work terms at university. And I realized that although there was a learning experience there, I just knew that working at a smaller company would expose me to way more. And so one of my very early kind of significant jobs was for a small software company, five people. I came in as a sales rep, but I became the director of strategy and marketing, and we ended up selling that company. And I just learned so much about the business, entrepreneurialism, and not to say that advanced education degrees are good. And I still kind of regret maybe not doing my MBA, but the fact that I did a lot of learning on the job, and it's unbelievably, and it set me on the path of kind of where I went today.
And I have one last question. I'm just wondering if from your childhood, you're whoever you were, like, and again, this could be from when you're five or maybe elementary school age, maybe even high school or junior high, if there's something about who you were, your character, whatever, that you still see in yourself now, the way that you be.
Yeah.
Is there anything that strikes you?
Yeah.
And maybe how were you back then?
I grew up, we have a lot of similarities. I actually grew up in a different scenario. Mm-hmm. So I have an older brother who's 9 years older, mm-hmm. and I have a sister who's 11 years older.
Yeah.
So I was, in essence, an only child with the benefit of having a big, big older brother, which I love.
Yeah.
But because I didn't have my siblings really close in age, I became wildly independent. Mm. Like, I was really... Even when my older brother said, want to help me with my project, I would say, no, I want to do this myself.
Mm.
And not that I say I don't like to collaborate, but it gave me a source of independence that I could do things and figure things out on my own.
Right.
And I think maybe that translated into why I wanted to get into being an entrepreneur. Right. And not to say that I need, my big mandate is get people around you who are smarter and better, and that's always my mandate. But that independence of doing what I wanted to do and not being told by a corporate citizen of what to do, I think really melded me into what I am today. And that, it was that kind of one trait, I guess.
Cool.
Maybe because of the way I grew up.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. And do you have, just a follow-on question, do you have a project or something you can remember that you did do by yourself when you were little? It's kind of along the nature?
The exact project, I can't believe you're asking this question because I remember it identically.
Okay, yeah.
I was in grade 4.
Okay.
And at that point, I guess my brother was probably a very young tweener and my sister was a teenager.
Yeah.
And I was doing a project on great owls.
Okay, yeah.
And I had a bit of artistic talent, so I had this really cool cover picture of a great owl.
Yeah.
And I remember my brother and sister coming in and trying to help me color in. And I said, get out of here. This is my project. I don't want anything to do with this. Is all me. I want to be evaluated by me. I don't want to say that my parents helped or my brother and sister helped. Yeah. This is my project. Yeah. So that's a very shining element of my example of that independence.
Neat. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I can't remember what I got. I think I got a pretty good mark. But I could have failed. Who knows?
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. And thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. Thanks. Great.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Pleasure.